Wait, we still do this thing?
Welcome back. Coming up, it's the greatest show on Earth. Absolutely hilarious and brilliant spectacle with the most amazing and charismatic hosts on the planet. This will be epic. But first, it's the Dean Show.
Warning, this show may contain oop. Okay, welcome to the Dean Show, episode 99, I believe. Now, I must apologize in advance. It's been a while, and also a while. No, I will not apologize. The main reason I've been away for a bit is because I did not care. I'm more interested in music than podcastery these days, and you'll see that I have posted some music. A lot of music, really, that I've been working on. So that's on the feed there for you. There's some gaps, you know. I've got to work on this stuff first before I can post an album, but... It means that you haven't had an episode since September. There was no Halloween special. You're probably surprised, because Halloween is like my favorite thing of the year. The reason there was no Halloween special is because rather than recording a podcast, I just went out and got drunk. Halloween was awesome because it was... I got to go out with PJ, and it was the last time I would get to go out with him before he left for Russia. He had to stop for a few weeks in Germany, and he's on his way to Russia last night or this morning, sort of, I believe. And I was just Skyping him yesterday. I might make some efforts to get him on the 100th episode, yeah? Because I've been promising it for a while now. If you want to hear or see some stuff with PJ, check out the EP we just did together, Sexy Hair. We recorded it on Halloween night before we went out to Queen's Students' Union. He was dressed as a kind of romantic poet type, which didn't really require very much dressing up. And I was dressed as Dracula in the vein of Christopher Lee. I've been watching a lot of Christopher Lee Dracula flicks lately, more on that in the media if I remember, when we get to that segment. But really enjoying being Dracula, wearing a cape, that whole thing. Lost my fangs halfway through the night. That was kind of marginally, you know, annoying, but... One pause as I sip my tea. But, you know, it was fun. It was a fun night, and I got to go to PJ. And Aaron came along, dressed as Superman as well, and that was good. But mostly I was just happy to get one last night out with PJ before he left, regardless of the setting or anything. We did go have other nights out, though. We went to El Divino, which is the big club over by the river. And, you know, we had like an 80s montage while we're getting ready for that. We Skyped his friend Isabella from Gran Canaria. And, you know, he was trying on different outfits, and we were playing some 80s music and kind of having like a montage scene from a film, you know. He's a cool guy. But anyway, that's... hope you give him a shout-out there. That's why I was sort of busy towards the end of October when an episode should have been out. Then I posted, like, some music for Halloween. I thought that was a fine thing. And now it's the end of November and I'm doing an episode... because I didn't want to let it get to December. It'll probably be December before it's out, but it's the 29th at the moment. I really felt like I should do one before Christmas, you know? We'll have a Christmas special, though, hopefully. I will go visit PJ at some point as well, so that might be fun. But anyway, I just wanted to get an episode out there. This episode, we have no musical guest. We did have one lined up, then I didn't like the music, called Solveig and Stevie. And then I just kind of didn't bother looking for anyone else, and no more have been offered to me since that one. And I'm going to be honest, whilst I may attempt to get one for the next episode, I felt like this was just going to be a quick filler episode. And also, I really want to talk about my own music, because a lot of it's just been posted on the feed and kind of forgotten about, and I want to make people aware of it. I've completed my new album. I've been really going into overdrive. You remember The Dean Returns was this kind of 2011 album. Then Hormone Rush was the 2012 album, and it had The Dean Does Doo-Wop as a supplementary EP. Then that was 2011 and 2013, I think. Yeah. Then, also 2013, unexpectedly, I've just finished an entire new album already. It's the Cock of the Walk. The name for that came from a song by the Dubliners, which I was hoping to do a Dubliners cover with PJ at some point. We never got around to it. of a Gentleman Soldier. It's a traditional Irish song. Though, to be honest, I can't remember which song I got the lyric Cock of the Walk from. It might not have been that one. But anyway, I wanted to do that. We did that album. I'm going to play you some stuff from it. We're going to talk about it. You've only heard one or two songs from it because I've been making music so much faster than I've been making podcasts that you haven't heard very much. And that's on the feed, but then after that is also the new EP with PJ. It's the Sexy Hair EP. Now, what we did... Now, you can go on YouTube and you can look for Sexy... If you spell... you can put in The Dean Show, Free Love Freeway, and you'll get that. Or, if you search for Sexy Hair and you spell sexy with a dollar sign, you'll get the bonus track I made, which is a rap song called My Sexy Hair Gets All the Bitches. But I'm going to take you through the album and then the EP. I've already started working on new stuff for the next album already, which is going to be called Never Ending Dream, after the first track I made for it, which is a very 80s style with a little bit of rap verses in it, kind of industrial sounding, Freddy Krueger Nightmare on Elm Street tribute song with some Freddy impressions in there and a nice chase scene created with a funky bass chase, you know, and cool stuff like that. I think it's a pretty damn good song, not gonna lie. Though I'm literally just back from work where they made fun of me for Free Love Freeway, but anyway, please check that one out. I think it's probably the best thing I've ever done. So for now we're gonna go through, I'm gonna open up iTunes here so I can look at the kind of final track listing for Hormone Rush. Now, if you go to the blog, thedeanshow.blogspot.com or .co.uk or whatever, these posts are on there for this album and for the other EP. But also, if you just want to search for these directly, you can find, email thedeanshow@hotmail.com, and I'll be happy to send you anything you'd like. But also, Cock of the Walk is available on archive.org. Now, normally, it's as simple as putting, I can give you a URL. This time, there's some numbers in the URL that you won't remember. So, if you go on archive.org and you just search for Cock of the Walk, The Dean, you'll probably get it. But it's on the blog. It's probably easier that way. For the EP, it's literally just archive.org/details/sexyhair. You need to put a capital, you know, letter for the start of those words, sexy and hair. Cock of the Walk's not that simple because there's some numbers in the code because the Cock of the Walk must have been taken. So, first of all, I'm going to just take you through it. There's an intro that was simply just me kind of being flashy, being introduced, you know, if it's the title of the album, Cock of the Walk. Then there's a song called He Doesn't Know What to Do With His Life, brackets, What to Do. That was the backing vocal, What to Do. This song doesn't have an awful lot going on in it. It's a kind of a semi, a caricaturized, self-deprecating kind of autobiography of, like, if I were to look at my own life in a really bad way, this is what it would be. When I'm single, anyway. I should actually explain as well. One of the reasons I didn't get back to podcasting in November is because I was seeing a girl there for about 6 weeks. Called Charlene, a really, really, really hot girl. She was 29. She had a daughter who was like 8 or 9. Her age was the same as our age gap. I'm 21, but you know, I didn't mind. She was really hot. She was really petite. She looked about 18, and she was kind of wild and fun. I don't want to say anything really about her. I wouldn't like to say anything, you know, too much. But she had a We went out a few times, we had some nice fun, and went on a few dates until she decided the age gap was bothering her more than she'd hoped, and that's that. But that's why I've been busy, you know. Now I've just got to start hitting up the clubs again, because I haven't been going out for ages, really, since Halloween, until this Monday, when she officially ended it. Within half an hour, I was in Students' Union, trying to pull some bitches. Because how it is that I really like having... I hate being single, and I really like having some companionship. But anyway, you don't want to hear that. It just means I'm going to have to start spending all my money going out, and all my time is going to be like hungoverness and tiredness and too much alcohol in my system. I don't like that, but I've got to get another girl. Anyway, this song, He Doesn't Know What to Do With His Life, I think it's very, there's a lot of percussion going on in there. There's not really a kind of a lead, there's not like a lead guitar track or a lead kind of bass like in some of my songs. But I'm going to play you a little bit from near the end where all the vocals come together, and I think it's pretty good. To
He doesn't know what to do with his life. He doesn't know what to do with his life. Doesn't know what to do with his life. Ooh, with his life. He doesn't know what. He does not know. He doesn't know what to do with his life. He doesn't know what to do with his life. He doesn't know what to do with his life. He doesn't know what to do with his life.
That is literally the outro. If you want to sing it, well, he walks down Lisbon Road and sees people he knows. Another day with nothing to be done, but all he wants is to have a little fun. I was going for a kind of Razorlight sound, but stripped back without the kind of early Razorlight, but stripped back without the guitars and stuff. Kind of like Johnny Borrell's solo album, I guess, without the piano and sax. It's a weird thing. You just listen to it. Here we have the next track. It was one that I wrote, Riding the Earth. You remember when I did Hanita? Well, the lyric killed her with a kiss, I got that from one of the quotes, I believe, on her Facebook. It was a quote from some Oscar Wilde or something about the coward kills you with a kiss and the brave man does it with a sword. And I was like, well, that's not right. Killed her with a kiss. I like that lyric. And I also had this idea I wrote last year in one of my university lectures. The words riding the earth came to mind, and I wrote them on top of my notes. And I remembered it. When I was revising then, I saw it, and I thought, I remember this lyric. And I combined those two lyrics that I wanted and made a song out of them, and it's kind of 80s keyboardy stuff, but then it turns into, like, guitar-based stuff during the choruses. I'll try and find a decent clip of it that kind of shows both aspects. And then there's some a cappella at the end, because I like that.
And now I killed her with a kiss. Killed her with a kiss.
Just like this.
He killed her with a kiss.
Flying higher.
And now he killed her with a kiss.
To my desire.
I know who I am, who I'm meant to be. All I want is for you to be with me. No more shall I walk alone. Out of the shadows love has flown. And now I'm riding the earth. Onward bound.
What is lost has just been found.
So anyway, that's enough of that. But the earlier part has a nice keyboard bit, and it's all, he walks down a lonely street, ignoring the fine folk he meets. That kind of thing. It's very gentle until the choruses. I didn't play that. Anyway, though I lied, I said I would. The next track, if I can get back to my iTunes, is Fiesta. It's actually the first track I made for the album. It was... Though I'd written lyrics to Riding the Earth before I began the album itself, Fiesta was the first finished track, because I was watching From Dusk Till Dawn, and I saw that band perform, can't remember what they're called, and it was that kind of style, and also something like, everyone knows the song Tequila, which I reference in this song, something like that, where this is a constant, and at the end, the singer just says something, you know, Fiesta! And the music just kicks in again. That's the kind of style I was going for. Not going to play it. It's not very good. The next track after that is a Jaguar and Thunderbird cover. There's a suspicious lack of synth on this album, so anyone who likes synth will get it in this, because this track is all synth. It's a Chuck Berry rock and roll, maybe even you could say rock and rap song. Jaguar and Thunderbird. The vocals aren't especially good on this, actually. Yeah, it was just a bit of fun. I was trying to do it with Jerry Lee Lewis' Big Blonde Baby, but I couldn't get it to work, really. All I wanted was, because there's a solo in that song, I picked a song without a solo because I wanted to do it all on my synth, and I can't do a solo. I just wanted to have a rock and roll song made out of synthesizers, basically. I thought that would be cool. The next one is one I really like, and I wrote it after the kind of breakup with Zoe. It's called Trust Given Freely. I like this one. I'm going to play you a sensible clip from it.
Because she's the one for you. She's the one you want to give your whole life to, but now trust given freely is the heart she's gonna break. When she goes back to another man, your heart she's gonna take.
Your heart.
You ask her to be a girl, and you're surprised when she agrees. You'd do anything in this world, anything to make her pleased. You give your love, your trust, your mind, your heart, your body too.
And you think that she's given the same things to you.
But now, trust given freely is the heart she's gonna break. When she goes back to another man, your heart she's gonna take.
Your heart. But now things are... Anyway, I'm gonna cut it there. I'm gonna play you a bit from the intro, and then this tune returns at the end, but with extra stuff added in. I think it's very 80s.
Trust given freely is the heart she's gonna break.
Anyway, you've heard all that bit before. But, the chorus. But yeah, so it's that. It's like the bit from the chorus is just that without most of the notes in it. It's just do-do, and it holds without the do-do-do-do-do-do. It's basically one side only playing on the keyboard. Yeah, that returns at the end with some guitar and stuff added in, and some extra, you know, instruments. Anyway, I think it's a standout track. The next one is the ultimate standout track. I hope I played... I've definitely played one song at least, maybe two on the true one. I hope I played this one. Don't Speak to the Oracle. This is the standout track. Though it maybe is a slow starter. It's got... It tells the tale of a... it was kind of inspired by your Christa Berg, Don't Pay the Ferryman. And I wanted to do something similar, and then I came up with this, and it tells the tale of like this guy in ancient Greece going up to speak to the oracle at Delphi, and he speaks to the oracle of Apollo at Delphi, and he speaks to the high priestess, or the priestess Pythia, and the representative of the oracle, and all this kind of thing. And the idea is that he's got to go and lead the... She tells him, it says, you know, you don't want to hear what she's got to say, don't speak to her, don't listen, because she's going to say that you are the one who has to go and... protect Greece from Persian King Emperor Xerxes. Don't worry about the history. Just listen to this. I'm going to play you some bits from it. I think it's pretty damn awesome. It's very keyboardy, by the way. This whole album's very keyboardy for some reason. Less guitar. I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play you a clip from the beginning, and then we'll play you another clip from later on. I'm gonna cut there. I'm gonna play you another. I want to play a couple clips from this one. I'm gonna play you some more here.
Got to say, you better come here.
Don't speak to the oracle if you wanna know what to do. Don't speak to the oracle, 'cause say the hero of the story is you.
The great king is coming back, and on land you cannot win. To survive, you must use the triremes, and the leader will be you. Pray to the winds, they will prove to be mighty allies of Greece. If you fight and land, the king will bring your cities to their knees. No one makes a sound as they all gather round. Smoke rises from the ground. If you fight and land, he'll tear your city limb from limb.
Don't come.
He hears something telling him,
don't come here.
He tells him again,
oh,
you don't want to hear what she's got to say. You better come here.
Okay, now that takes it back to the chorus again. I do want to very, very quickly play you the very last few seconds of the song, because I love them.
Don't speak to the oracle.
Don't speak, don't.
Just say the hero of the story is you.
Don't speak to the oracle.
I don't know what it is, I love that outro. By the way, I'm not going to do like a professional thing like I do when I'm interviewing other musicians, where the tracks all, the clips fade in and out, and they're all, you know, perfect. There's going to be gaps, there's going to be things just starting and stopping in this episode, because I don't care, it's only my own music. Next up, he comes and he is grim. I included this one at my Halloween playlist at work. It's just a, this one was the first song made, actually. Fiesta was the first song made, like, intentionally. This song was, like, an old... This was the second one completed, but it was the first one started, because this was done for, like, the first or second album, random piano playing, and then I just left it and came back to it now and edited it and got a piano gloomy kind of instrumental out of it. And it follows on nicely from the previous track. I'm not going to play it. Very kind of deathy. He comes and he is grim. Next, it's It Is the Dean. This was a Bo Diddley-inspired number. There's some Bo Diddley beat in there. There's some, it's basically me with, like, a lot of percussion, very percussion-y. There's some harmonica and recorder bits, but it's mostly, like, bum, 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 and me tapping on this spaghetti tin. Bum, 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 and singing about myself and how awesome I am in the style that Bo Diddley would have done. I'll see if I can find you a little clip from it just to give you an idea. It's way too long for a novelty song, though.
It is the Dean. It is the Dean. Who's the guy we all know? It is the Dean. Who's the guy who's gonna love you so? It is the Dean. Who's the man who's dressed in style? It is the Dean. Who's the man who's the cool cat's wild? It is the Dean. It is the Dean. Bum, 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 bum.
The Buddy Holly style bum, 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 happened more often earlier in the song than that clip. That's the end of the song there. The next track is some house music. Funkicide. You know I love Trapdoor. Well, I took a clip from their song on the funky, the funky, the funky, the funkicide, and looped it kind of in the style of my favorite house song. You take me higher than I've ever been, baby. You take me higher than I've ever been, baby. By Roger 72, just that loop from an old disco song. That's what I did here, and I added in, yeah, you might say the clip loop is, the loop is good, and I added in some keyboard and drums and stuff, but perhaps the rest of the song, the bits that join stuff together, and the bongo-style intros maybe, you know, aren't as professional. You know, you're not going to hear this in a club, but even JK, my favorite DJ, said to me that it was at least a good kind of sample, and it was a good idea. I'm gonna play you like a clip from the loop so you can see it's funky side and it's funky as bongos from the intro return there at the outro for the fade out, and then they take over and the rest of the song stops. Notice that my little tappy percussion was back. I played a strange clip from the song because it really only happens near the end. You heard like the last chorus where it does play in. It's not in the rest of the song. I tried doing some drums in the earlier choruses and then it was kind of didn't like the sound there as well. And you know, I think it sounds silly. I should have just left it without the extra percussion. But anyway, the keyboard, I thought I liked that, and I like the whole loop, the whole thing. It's very dancey, it's very funky. You know, and I put that sample from Trap Rap, Trap Door, and then I doubled up, even quadrupled in the one you heard there, the little drum bits built in the song. The funky. I thought it was pretty damn good. I'd dance to that. I'd shake my thang, you know. And I've, all the whole vocals and the whole track is triple harmonized. See, and so with pitch changes and stuff towards the left in the way I normally would do to get that fuller sound. And the next track, I was trying to do something like a George Formby song, but obviously I can't play the yuki, so yuk, the ukulele. So anyway, it's Yawn Under the Awning. It's not very good. I'm not going to play it. Summertime has come around and you know what that means. We get to go on holiday anywhere we please. Anyway, it's not very good. The next track is Inner Thoughts. These were some lyrics that I wrote years back and then I only got around to making it into a song now. And, Inner Thoughts. Don't know what to make of this one. I'm going to play you a clip from it and we'll see.
So heavy they wear you down. A life you do not comprehend.
As a question you do not understand.
You shall never return from your illusion.
As you lay enveloped in a wave of confusion.
Sway and move, dance if you please. Praise that which brings you to your knees.
Existence acts like a god who knows best. Whirling around betwixt this you and the next.
What place is this where you find yourself? Where shadows invade you and no one will help.
There is no one here in this realm of desire. Your mind will fire when you set yourself on fire.
Only the body exists in this land. It is not your friend and does not take your hand. Reject the thoughts that go through your mind of pleasure and passion and things so divine.
It's like random stuff cobbled together. I don't know what to make of it. I'm going to play you a clip from the end as well.
Time slips away like a leaf in the breeze. I cannot remain, but you may if you please. Outside his brain's rock blitz, man of light. What is your folly will be my delight. I say time slips away like a leaf in the breeze. I cannot remain, but you may if you please. Outside his brain's rock blitz, man of light. What is your folly will be my delight.
Up next, it's time for a proper guitar rocker. It's Love Drug.
Love Drug, Love Drug, and you are my Love Drug, Love Drug, you shook me up high.
It's all guitar. Not like House Party, where there's like half a dozen guitar tracks all over the fucking place. It's just one, really. Just one. It's the penultimate track here. I'm going to play you a clip from it. Anna has some crazy louder vocals at the end. I'm not sure if it goes a cappella or not, but the vocals definitely go mad.
Poison that shoots right through my veins, alters the way I think and feel. It's a burning sensation deep down in my heart. I stay so dreamlike and yet so real. You manipulate my emotions and you shoot me up with this potion. And I don't care about anything else in life. Sometimes the most touches me high. Love drug. You're my love drug, and I am your love drug, and you are my love drug. You shoot me up high. Love drug.
Yeah, that's enough there. I'm going to play you a bit from the end, because I do like the end, once again.
Love drug, and I am your love drug, and you are mine. Love drug, you should be mine. Love drug,
you're my love drug, baby.
Love drug.
dance have you all been in? And I'll shoot you up too.
And the last track is J.K. Thompson. It's a little mini mix with some house music from my DJ that I like, J.K., or from the kind of stuff they play in my favorite nightclub, Thompson's, where J.K. used to DJ. So it's called J.K. Thompson, and it's it finishes with J.K.'s own song, Belfast Kiss, and it has some other, you know, stuff. And I put in some clips that they play in the Thompson's mixes that J.K. made, such as, you know, It's All About House Music, or We're Lost in Music. Those are the two clips I use most frequently, and I threw in some Chic in there as well. I'm gonna play you a little bit from the end. I'm gonna play you the clip from Belfast Kiss, because why not? I don't think JK will mind. So you heard my samples there from the Thompson's mixes, the music bits. I think that might be a Sister Sledge or Chic that we're lost in music, actually. I added some stuff from The Freak, some other songs. You know, there's about four or five tracks that blend together. The first one is You Take Me Higher, because I love it. But just notice that Belfast Kiss is just a really pumping tune. It just keeps going. Anyway, that's that album. Up next, we're going to have a look at the Sexy Hair EP. I'm going to explain to you what was going on with this EP. So basically, there's an a cappella demo of Free Love Freeway at the beginning I don't need to play. Then there's the final version of Free Love Freeway, and I just edited it again yesterday to add in one or two extra harmonies and some electric guitar, and I don't think the electric guitar works. I think it's kind of messy, but I'm going to play you this song in its entirety, because it's awesome. It's Free Love Freeways from The Office. Ricky Gervais, David Brent, yeah? He's touring with us at the moment. Then I've got Nowhere to Go. There's a demo of that. I sang some vocals with my raspy, cold voice when I had a cold. Get nowhere to go. PJ added some guitar. Then I thought I'd redo the vocals, and that's what version 2 is. That's the version I'd recommend, Nowhere to Go version 2. I took his guitar out and put in new vocals. Then we've got a song PJ improvised and sang. I do a little bit of backing vocals near the end. That's it. It's mostly PJ on this next one called The Dean and PJ Sure Have Got Some Sexy Ice Cream. And the last track is my rap song, My Sexy Hair Gets All the Bitches. Which I'm going to play you a clip from that. I'm going to first of all play you Free Love Freeway in its entirety.
Pretty girl on the hood of a Cadillac, yeah, she's broken down on Freeway 9. I take a look, get her engine started, I leave it purring as I roll on by. Bye-bye, free love on the free love freeway, the love is free and the freeway is long. I got some hot love on the hot love highway, ain't going home cause my baby's gone, she's gone. Little while later, see ya, senorita. Woo! She's got a flat trying to make it home, oh yeah. Por favor, can you pump me up? I say, muchas gracias, adios, bye-bye. Free love on the free love freeway. The love is so free, and the freeway is long. See a cowboy crying, whoa. Hey buddy, what can I do for you? I've lived a good life, I've had about 1,000 women. Ooh. Then I say, why the tears? He says, cause none of them was you.
It's not gay.
Okay.
not dead.
Oh, Brie Love.
I'd say that's one of my better stuff, so I don't know why the boss was making fun of me for that. So that's that. I think Nowhere to Go is pretty good. It's rather similar, though. I'll play you a little clip from it, too, and then we'll get on to a clip from the Sexy Hair song, which is on YouTube as well, if you wish to look for it. Just spell sexy with a dollar sign.
Now I've got nowhere to go. Yes, I've got nowhere to go.
World that I wanna do.
Nothing in this world.
Nothing in this world that does not involve you.
I'm losing my mind and wandering naked through the streets.
I'm the kind of guy
your mama wants you not to be.
I've got nowhere to go. Yes, I've got nowhere to go. Baby, come back and stay, and all our bad things will go away. I've got nowhere to go.
Okay, personally, I just love that one bit. Your mama warned you not to meet. In the background, it's like, oh. I love that. Anyway, I'm going to play you now a song from... That's an acoustic EP with a random rap song at the end. My sexy hair gets all the motherfucking bitches, y'all.
My sexy hair gets all the bitches. My sexy hair gets all the bitches. My sexy hair gets all the bitches. My sexy hair gets all the bitches, yeah. Y'all, you see me walking down the street, say you're the kind of man I'd like to meet. You prance around so slick and smooth, baby, I wanna give you all my love. Why me, I ask, knowing the truth? You send my hormones through the roof. You're so well dressed and looking so well. When you come with me, oh baby, please do tell. My sexy hair gets all the bitches.
Okay, here's a bit from the bridge where I brought the bootedly beat back.
Yo.
My sexy hair gets all the bitches.
Hey man, you know, I don't know if I told you the story before about how my sexy hair gets all the motherfucking bitches.
I just noticed that my current recording is very fuzzy. I think it's because there's a lot of heavy rain hitting the conservatory outside here. I'm not recording in the room upstairs where I would normally record. Because I didn't want to. So that's that. I've started work on a couple tracks for the new album, Neverending Dream. You can go to archive.org/detail/never-ending-dream, just put capital N, E, and D, and you'll get this album. Specifically, we've got the first track, which I'm going to close out with today. We've got another track called Bye Bye, which I kind of wrote after Charlie. And then we've got a... That being Charlene, of course. Then we've got this year's Christmas song, which you'll hear soon enough. Once in Royal David City. It is weird. It is weird. It's very kind. It's slightly 80s industrial punk with some weird, like, electronic effects on the vocals. And so, once in Royal David City, stood a lonely cattle shed. Like that, just kind of weird stuff. With that being doubled and like, electronicized. And it's weird. Anyway, I'm going to play Neverending Dream to close, but I think we need to do some segments, like, do we? I don't know, this is just meant to be a brief catch-up. I do want to go do the media. I'm not going to play the bumper because I hate it. I'm going to tell you that I'm watching some stuff, some Christopher Lee Dracula films from Hammer. Check those out if you like your Dracula. He hates them, Christopher Lee, personally, but I think they're good. Just today I began watching a new anime called Black Butler. Watched the first two episodes of that. You may have heard of it. It's got your kind of Japanese attempt at posh English people, and I love it because I love posh English people. Played a tiny little bit of Ninja Gaiden 2, not enough to speak of. Watched some film King of Devil's Island. I watched it in Norwegian with subs. Charlie's recommendation. It was Kongen af Bastøy. And then I also recently watched this Icelandic drug film she recommended called... I've forgotten the name of this one. Zvartara Lake. She recommended this Norwegian Trolls film as well. Troller Jagen or something. I didn't watch that. I did take her to the cinema to see Thor, the new Thor film. It was good. Thor is so sexy. Great film, by the way. I'm trying to think if I did much else. Like, that's what I've been watching. I did some reading. I think I finished some really good, boring John Grisham book, and now I've moved on to I, Michael Bennett, I think is the name of the book. I've just started it, though, so I can't say much about it. Don't know who the author is. It's not one of my usuals, which are John Grisham and Jeffrey Dever. Yeah, getting bored with the John Grisham lately. I don't know why. The last two books I read weren't great. They're basically the same, but they weren't the same as his normal style. I don't know what it was. It was slightly different, but they were the same book, I'm pretty sure, about money, having loads of money and having to hide it somewhere and stuff like that. I've been doing other stuff, surely. I have been listening to music, other than the stuff I've been playing myself. I think I went through a big house music phase. I got my In the Beginning, there was Jack t-shirt and all that. We're going to wear Thompson this week. I can't remember when we last spoke, but like, I don't know what phases. At the minute, I've been listening to Free Love Freeway a lot. I've been listening to some, I just got some Marvin Gaye there recently. I'm not sure if I'm liking that very much. I listened to some stuff about the Doors. Come on baby, light my fire. I was kind of going through like an 80s phase there. I've started listening to a lot of Orion the Hunter again. Stuff like that. There was definitely some stuff that I'm forgetting. Some like artists that I was listening to lots that I don't recall. A little bit of James Brown, some like funky compilations, some Michael Jackson, even the Michael Jackson album that 1 second, I find it now. Yeah, Off the Wall, that's a great album. Rock With You's on there, Burn This Disco Out, stuff like that, great stuff. And some more stuff by the likes of Tavares and that kind of groove. Yeah, that's the stuff I've been listening to. Yeah, if anyone doesn't know Free Love Freeway, YouTube it. Like, listen to my version, but also listen to the version live from The Office. There's some funny goofs in it. And also the proper, like, rock music video that they made. But yeah, but I've been listening to quite a lot of stuff. But all that, in that kind of vein. I really don't remember everything. It's going to be way too hard for me to find it. If we go to Recently Added, we're getting the Jackie Brown soundtrack and Marvin Gaye, I heard through Grapevine, that I just added yesterday. We're not getting the previous stuff I was listening to. Check out Glamour Boy, that's the thing JK's in. I'm going to play you a clip from this one that I've been listening to, actually, because it's great. Where Love Keeps On Trying, it's a dub they worked on. And I'm just going to play the clip where the main percussion drop comes in after the intro. Didn't even play the start. There were 2 minutes in before the beat comes in. It's a 9-minute song, and house music's very repetitive. It tends to just be like one line. It's great though. You can listen to that kind of thing as well. Yeah, I'm not gonna. Some other bands like The Real Thing and The Chai Lights. I just remembered some more. That kind of disco-y vibe. That's pretty much it. By the way, if you want podcast recommendations, check out Judge John Hodgman and My Brother and Me. They're both from the Maximum Fun Network, and they're both great shows. There was a new Wiggly World recently as well from Wiggly, if anyone's still following with him. Well, finally, on the terms of music, one last thing is the new Boston album comes out early December. 3rd in the USA, 6th in Europe, and 9th in the UK. You can listen to clips, samples from all the songs on their website, plus on YouTube there's the entirety of the single Heaven on Earth. Someone described it as AOR noises in the style of Boston, but with a song I actually forgotten to be included. I think it's good. The singer is not Brad Delp, he's not as good. You can't really tell the difference of the chorus, but everyone likes the chorus, the rest of the song not so much. The other clips, you know, whatever. Brad Delp sings on one new track, plus there's a couple of tracks for the he made us wait 11. I'm yawning. He made us wait 11 years for a new album, which has 12 songs on it. 8 of them are new. 4 of them are already on the previous album. 2 sound exactly the same, maybe slightly different. Not much to speak of. The one which was mixed badly is still mixed badly. That didn't mean to fall in love. That previous album is Corporate America, by the way. Didn't Mean to Fall in Love is a complete re-recording. Now, I always said this song needed to be re-recorded with Brad and Fran on vocals. Sadly, he put other people on the vocals in the re-recording, so it's still not what we needed. And he replaced half of the little flute hook with guitar, and the second half still flute, and it's just weird. The Amazing I Had a Good Time, which was the standout from Corporate America that should have been an international hit and wasn't, is remade into the same song, but it's called Te Quiero Mia, and it's just like, hey, instead of, hey, I wanted you to know, I wish you were mine, woohoo, and I just wanted you to know, I had a good time. Well, now, they did get, Brad sings it, and they actually did get Brad to do the new bit of it. But the new bit, Te Quiero Mia, is just thrown over the top of it, and you can tell it's been added in, it's silly. Anyway, I'm gonna go, that's us done for today. Here is Never Ending Dream.
Oh. Yeah. Caught in a never-ending dream, and things are not quite what they seem. A man with claws is after me, but it's much too dark and foggy to see.
I know there's something my parents just ain't telling me. They've got something they just don't want me to see. They're part of some kind of secret story, but I'll find out even if it'll be the death of me.
He's coming to get you. Welcome to primetime, bitch.
And now I lay myself down to sleep, and I pray the Lord my soul to keep. But things are never quite as they seem. I'm caught in a never-ending dream.
I'm caught in a never-ending dream, and things are not quite what they seem. A man with claws is after me, but it's much too dark and foggy to see. I'm caught in a never-ending dream, and things are not quite what they seem. A man with claws is after me, but it's much too dark and foggy to see.
I thought I was safe when I went to bed in Sanctum as soon as I lay down my head. But things were only just beginning. A nightmare starts when I started dreaming.
He's coming back for you. You ain't never gonna escape. You're one of Freddy's children now.
This dream is never ending. There's no use who's pretending? Will someone come and wake me up?
Oh, oh no! It's Freddy! It's Cyborg!
Ah! Aha! The funky bass chase!
Oh no! He's gaining on me!
Ah! I've almost got you, Nancy! Yes?
Oh! No!
Nancy! Nancy! Wake up!
Drat! I'll get you next time, bitch!
I grab a crucifix and I lock my door, and I stay up late cause I don't want this anymore. I knew that he was real and I realized then that I could never go back to sleep again.
Never sleep again. Never sleep again. Never sleep again.
What?
I'm caught in a never-ending dream, and things are not quite what they seem. A man with claws is after me, but it's much too dark and foggy to see.
Come back to me, Nancy.
I'm caught in a never-ending dream, and things are not quite what they seem. A man with claws is after me, but it's much too dark.
It's much too dark to see.
Never-ending dream.
I'm caught in a
never-ending dream.
I'm stuck in a never-ending dream.
Never-ending dream.
Freddy's getting me.
Never-ending.
Come back to me, Nancy.
Never-ending dream. I'm stuck in a never-ending dream.
So that's the show. Thank you for listening. Really, this is just a sort of a catch up and a plugging my own music. I'm not even going to bother playing the outro sequence since it just credits all the different theme tunes that we didn't actually play this episode because we didn't really do any of the segments apart from a brief foray into music and into the media segment. Which is nothing more than a quick update. So I guess we're just going to have a cold ending and we'll stop. But thank you for listening. And please, please, you know, download the music. Check it out. I know I'm not a great singer. I'm not going to lie. But it would be nice if some people liked something, you know. Like with Free Love Freeway, for instance. Okay, so I'm not the best singer. Okay, you know, Neil can make fun of me for it. But I think the harmonies were good, especially on the last chorus, and I think my arrangements were good with the vocals and the production, and I did the, you know, the electric guitar I'm still not sure about. But I liked the whole kind of, I laid out the song, I put the way we're going to do it, I did the vocals, DJ just added the acoustic guitar, did a great job of that, I did the drums, and all the kind of, the thing I enjoyed most about music is just the harmonies and the arranging those, and the kind of production on those, and that's what I think I did great at, no matter what anyone says. And I'm really digging Neverending Dream, though. I'm not sure. I think that's going to set the pace for the next album, the kind of tone. Anyway, we will have episode 100 coming up around Christmas time, hopefully, if I can get PJ for it. And we'll hopefully have a musical guest as well, and there we go. I'm going to go and party hard for the next, like, 3 nights in a row and try and get me some more chicas calientes. For now, everyone, keep on rocking and rolling, and we'll catch up again soon.